Hi, this is Education New Patient Visit for Clifford Holcomb, CLIFFORDHOLCOMB. Date of birth is 8/8/1976. Date of service is 7/30/2025. The patient is complaining of chief complaints of pain in the entire body, especially the neck, mid back, lower back, both shoulders, right. Arm, right elbow, right wrist and hand, tailbone area, right leg also is involved. The patient reported that he was involved in multiple car accidents 20 years ago. When he injured his left knee, his head went through a window with TBI, resulting in treatment thereof. He had a fracture of the right arm, right elbow, that has been treated. He has a frozen elbow, cannot move it. There is a scar of 6 inches on the elbow, left elbow also, which is permanently malunited. It cannot open up or cannot move. His right elbow is also very painful. Right shoulder is quite painful with decreased range of motion. He has a slow mentation and he cannot think very well. The pain in the left knee bothers him to go up and down on the stairs or do any ADLs. Severe tailbone pain is reported, which is 10, and he cannot sit on the cushion or on the seat. All of these pains are reported to be continuous, and he alleges that all the pains are reported, reportedly and allegedly are occurring secondary to through those accidents. His pain in both the shoulders, right arm is completely 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. His weakness is reported in the right upper extremity, right lower extremities. And no pain in the chest or tummy is reported. All of these pains are as a result of his accident. And he said that he had a metal rod placed in the left arm and left leg, and they have been quite painful. And his back pain is still bothering him, despite he has had many injection treatments and other. He has a stroke recently in the right side. He likes to get some help with his whole body pain. He does live in Ohio, but visits Detroit often. And he report that his pains are continuous and they are listed from 8 to 10. ADL are affected 10. The pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, gnawing, G-N-A-W-I-N-G, punishing, heart burning, aching, heavy, tender, tiring, exhausting, and fearful. The modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, walking, improved only by the medications. The pains are radiating to the right arm all the way to involving the fingers, all of them, five of them. In the right leg, all the areas are very painful, especially the knee and ankle and the right hip, with the radiation of pain posteriorly S1, S2 dermatome fashion, involving all the toes, 1 to 5. Patients report that he had X-rays in the past and MRIs also. He has had all kinds of treatments for these issues in the past with physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, injections, and surgery has not been done for the spine. Please review the record for ADL. For system review. And for surgical history. allergies. Family history. Employment status, he is unemployed due to all of this history. And review the personal history, ADLs, and also the diagnosis page. He also reports of ongoing headaches, which are front and back, moderate, off and on, sensitive to light and noise. He still has a symptoms of loss of consciousness here and there, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration. And he reports that his pain is unbearable. Physical examination will be as follows. The blood pressure is 158/106. Pulse is 65, pulse oxygen 100, temperature 97.8, respiratory rate is 20, weight is 181, height is 5'10". A 45-year-old African-American male, well-milled, well-nourished, hydration is good, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, and his gait is slightly antalgic due to the issues in the knee. Is a difficult time climbing, and his dress and hygiene is normal. Hydration is normal, moderate anxiety, no lethargy. Patient is not in any acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Otherwise, he is able to walk independently without using any adaptive device. He is cooperative, conscious, and sitting comfortably. Rest of the exam will be from the template. Except for the skin, you can mention a scar of 4 inch in the left knee with a metal rod inside, according to the patient, and another 6 inch scar of the left elbow, which is frozen, cannot move. Neurological, psychiatry, and are completely normal. In the musculature examination, paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from T5 to L5 bilaterally. Tenderness of the bilateral SI joint is noticed, and motor power of the right arm is only 4/5. In musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The inspection palpation comes from the template. Spine tenderness is located in bilateral SI joints. Rest of the spine are non-tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from T5 to L5. However, 1 plus hypertonicity, no trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40. Bilateral side flexion is 40, and the rotation bilaterally is 50. In lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40. And extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign was negative. And the Lermer test was negative. Destruction test was negative. Toto Hall negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test was negative. Roos test was negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. TLR is positive bilaterally. Bregar test negative. Kemp test negative. Babinski's sign was negative. Brudzinski-Kernick test was negative. SI joints are found positive bilaterally. There is a positive Faber test and Gosselin test, which is positive. However, other tests were negative. Standing flexion, iliocompression, distraction, and Trendelenburg sign. Extremities examination. In the extremities, the patient has bilateral shoulder involvement, and the right upper arm, right forearm, right wrist, right elbow are involved. Similarly, right thigh, right knee, and right ankle with shooting pain anteriorly and posteriorly is reported. The examination of the bilateral shoulder show that there is a tenderness in both the shoulder joints,